I can't win. No matter what I do, I end up hurting people. I didn't mean to hurt Wally, of all people. I didn't mean to. But that day, the beast was particularly strong. I'd called several staff members to find out if they could come in, just to clean up or something, just to have someone else there. But they were all busy. So I did the best I could by leaving the doors open. Even then, just having Wally there, knowing we were alone together, I could barely control my thoughts, so I decided to simply let him practice while I distracted myself. And then he spoke to me. I couldn't just ignore him. That would be wrong. And he asked me about my love life, and it got worse. Then he touched me. It took every ounce of control I had to keep the beast at bay. All I could do was to get Wally to leave so he would be safe. But the way I did it, I had hurt him. I know I had. He did not come back the next day, nor the next, nor any day since. I had hurt him badly. It had been 3 weeks since I had last seen him. The beast had gone back into his lair defeated, but the musician inside me, that part, now ached for his return. What could I have done different? Could I have been stronger? How? I don't know. But now, after weeks without him, my mind kept going back to his playing, his melodies, his technique. As rough as it was, he could be an amazing musician if he only got the right training. I knew I could give him that. But could I do it without the beast coming in and ruining it? I kept thinking about my experience with Roger, how it had ruined me for karate. I simply could not allow that to happen to Wally. I couldn't. Best if he just stayed away. But no, if he stays away, he may never develop the way I know he can. Maybe I should try again. Contact him and apologize. Get him to come back. But stupid me never got his phone number or address. I didn't need it before. He was always there, always prompt or early, and now that I wanted to, I had no way to contact him.
He needs your help, Birch.
Now, why did that thought enter my head? Was I now getting paranoid, some need inside me to want to rescue him? Why did it sound like my old imaginary friend Shiloh? I had no idea how to contact Wally anyway.
Birch, he's about to make the same mistake you did. Look at his page online.
His page? What page? Well, I guess it had to be Facebook. I had one, but only because Les made me get one, and I had a publicist do most of the entries there, but I knew how to access it in case I wanted to say something. But how? Of course. Wally loved my music. Surely he would have been following my page. All I had to do was check the list of followers and... Yes, there he was! Wally Wolven, Huntington, West Virginia. I looked at some of his latest entries. Hopefully I could find an address or a phone number.
July 7th. Well, I figured the music lessons wouldn't last. I still don't know what it is I did, but with Mr. Draper now upset with me, I think it's best I don't go back. I don't like upsetting people, and I apparently did. Maybe someday I can apologize.
He upset me? No, Wally, you don't understand. I'm the one that needs to apologize. I was the one who wronged you in my clumsy attempt to protect you.
July 14th. I don't believe it. I thought I was lucky enough to have one famous musician that wanted to teach me. But after about a week of asking around online, I found another local musician. I recognize this one as one of Mr. Draper's previous bandmates, Stan Grizzly.
Stan Grizzly? Of Grizzly, Stoughton and Young? The one I had caught with a child prostitute? I had forgotten he originally came from Ohio. He must have moved back. I kept reading with a growing sense of horror.
July 21st. Wow. I just got through with an online chat with Mr. Grizzly. He said he was interested in teaching me, and asked if I could meet him at the Portsmouth, Ohio Five Keys Motel for a private concert and some music lessons. I couldn't believe how interested he seemed in me. I just had to go. Dad won't even know I'm gone anyway.
July 21st. That's today. Grizz invited Wally to a hotel room today, and Wally was going. No. No. No, 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 I'm good! No!
Wally, no one is ever going to hurt you again. Not Grizz, not your father, and not me!